Okay, so welcome back, and today let's talk about what to do if your herbs don't seem to work. What's happening? Is it the wrong herb? Is it the wrong dose? Is it bad quality of the herb? It could be so many things. So yeah, let's talk about a few of the possible reasons if your herbs do not work as well as they could. Let's dig into the weeds and find out. Okay, let me first say, if you would like to book a consultation with me, I'm posting the link for a free call in the description of this episode, so you can go straight to this link to my calendar, book a 20-minute slot for a free call with me if you would like to clarify and talk about how and if I could help you with your health concerns. And you will also find the Ko-fi link here in the description. This is my site where you can sign up for the classes and for the videos. So we have different tiers, different kind of lengths of classes. So the full live classes are available in the middle tier, in the herb student tier. And we just had a class last week about herbs to balance the female hormones. And we have a class coming up in November, in December. It's at the moment, it's one time a month, and you can sign up through this link and study herbalism with us. It's a nice little group. We always have plenty of time for questions and answers in the end, so we can actually have a little discussion and I can answer your questions and we can, yeah, discuss and work together. It's a really nice group and a lot of fun. So yeah, I know many of you are, of course, super into studying herbalism and are trying out herbs and have taken many herbs already. And so what to do if the herbs don't work as well as we would like them to work? So there are many possible reasons, of course. It could be the wrong herb. This is not the number one reason, actually. I find, you know, if I meet people and they tell me, oh, but I took this and I didn't get any result, it's not in most cases the wrong herb. Yeah, usually, I mean, you get pretty good guesses and not more than that, but you get a few guesses, of course, from random internet searches. So people normally end up in, an herb that's roughly pointing them in the right direction, let's say. Yeah, of course, I mean, you get more specific recommendations, you know, from somebody who's trained in herbalism. It's not always, or it's not at all easy to figure out what to take just from the internet or social media. And yeah, of course, this is what mostly happens. Yeah, we have more herbs and herbal products than we have herbalists who can actually, share the knowledge about how to use them in each individual case. So we have this huge herbal market of herbal supplements and everything. So almost everyone is taking herbs, it seems. But not many people are getting the results they could actually get. Yeah, so I mean, it's not that the herbs are not efficient. I mean, we know how they work and what herbs are good for what. We have this huge wealth of knowledge, and also, you know, it's organized nowadays. Yeah, we have books and we have courses and we have people with lots of practical experience. I mean, I learned from a teacher. I'm literally, you know, standing on the shoulders of a giant. Yeah, I trained with KP Khalsa. He is one of the most experienced herbalists that we have on this planet, I would say. I mean, he has literally 60 years of practical experience with actually using the herbs. And so, I mean, this is, you know, just theoretical and practical knowledge combined in a really amazing way. So, this is one thing, of course, you know, learning and studying and really finding out what a treatment strategy is, yeah, which is not just to try an herb and see what it does, but, you know, to think of, okay, what is the root cause here? Yeah, what do we have to do? Do we have to strengthen the body? What is kind of the whole situation that we have in front of us? Yeah, instead of, just seeing the symptoms and just, you know, treating somebody or giving somebody an herb that makes them sleep better, is, you know, a simple kind of symptom-oriented thing, but to really do the deep work on their nervous system regulation is another thing, that probably cannot be accomplished with taking only one herb, So it's actually more often than you're taking the wrong herb or somebody, you know, who would say, oh, it's not really working how I thought it would work based on all the amazing reviews and all the hype on the internet and all the videos of people who tried it out and said it worked amazingly for them, you know. I mean, you can find all this information, and some herbs have a lot of hype around them. So it's not in all cases or in most cases the wrong herb, but it's just not enough to take only one herb for your situation. Yeah, for example, it's not possible, no, to treat a complex autoimmune issue, let's say, or allergies or anything related to the immune system, hormonal regulation. I mean, so many, you know, kind of chronic conditions that are going on for longer. Of course, there's not one herb for it that will take care of the whole situation. Yeah. So I remember this case of a woman telling me, oh yeah, she bought this digestive enzymes. And she was so hopeful, you know, to take them and then have great digestion and just take them with her food. And I mean, everybody said it works amazing, and it did not make any difference. Yeah. And then years later, and you know, when we actually worked on her digestive system and on all her health issues, yeah, I mean, digestive enzymes are a part of her protocol and they work amazing. Yeah. But yeah, she needed to do other things for her digestion and for other areas in the body as well. If not, you know, this kind of few percent of improvement that the digestive enzymes probably did in this case were just not noticeable, because all other symptoms were still not really addressed by this one remedy. Yeah, so this is what I find most often. Yeah, that of course there are too high expectations put on only one remedy or herb. It doesn't matter if it's a supplement or whatever it is, in this case the digestive enzymes or whatever it is. So it's usually not to find this one thing that's going to resolve your situation, but it will be a combination of things, and which is of course, yeah, it's more likely you need advice and guidance. I mean, I myself have an herbalist that I regularly consult with and that looks over my own health situation, because we can't always be objective when we look at our own health. And it's always good to have an opinion and somebody who looks at that from the outside and has the background to do so. So this is, of course, more complex. Yeah. So most people need really a protocol and not just to find this one miracle herb. Yeah, there are no miracle herbs. Yeah, it is always herbs, I always say that, yeah, they are very food like you know, we digest them just like food. And of course there are stronger herbs that can definitely not fall into this kind of food like category, but you know, most, we process them in the same way, we have to digest them, it's a slow process. I mean, also if you improve your diet, you're not going to see the results the next day, or maybe some results you see sooner and some take longer. With herbs it's the same. Yeah, you can, with some herbs you can see the results pretty soon, and with others it will take a while. Yeah, or maybe the result is not even so visible. It's more like, hey, after a year you are really better because you took those 5, 6, 7 different supplements and herbs, and finally, you know, you're seeing the results. I mean, I always try, you know, my personal kind of treatment strategy just to keep people at it. Yeah, you have to give them a good success within a month. Yeah, so really resolve something, whatever it is of their, you know, most people have kind of a little catalog of symptoms and problems. So, of course, you cannot treat all of this in a month, but you can help them, you know, to have less migraines or even no migraines at all within a few weeks, or to have better energy levels, to have better digestion and better bowel movements and less gas. So I just try to give them something to anchor their trust in herbalism, yeah, to be able to tell them, hey, you see, it's working, okay, now let's keep going, yeah. So we're on the right track, we're not there, it will take some time. But yeah, we're on the right track. Yeah, this is already giving us some improvement, which is of course nice. Yeah, if somebody can sleep finally, you know, having had sleep problems for a long while. So giving them some kind of success early on to keep them at it. But of course, it's always a question of time. Yeah. And sometimes people would ask me, is it about the quality of the herbs? Yeah, so where can I find those good quality herbs? And of course, you know, quality is an important factor. I mean, I see this with herbs, you know, we have organic and non-organic and this and that. Yeah, there are slight quality differences to the herbs, depending where you buy them. Definitely with supplements, you know, with supplements, the quality differences, they don't reflect, they're not reflected in the huge price differences that we see on the supplement market. Yeah, so now I'm more talking like about nutrients like vitamin D or magnesium or B complex or whatever. Yeah, so there I don't see this huge of a quality difference there. I mean, you know, magnesium glycinate is magnesium glycinate. Yeah, it all comes from the same lab where it's produced, and all the companies that actually brand the supplements and put their name on it and create the fancy packaging and the marketing strategy, they buy it all from the same place. Yeah, so it doesn't matter, you know, if you buy, you know, a brand that sells you whatever, like 60 capsules for $20, and the other brand sells you 240 capsules for $10. It doesn't mean one is better and the other is. Actually, I would say, you know, definitely go for the one that gives you 240 capsules for $10 and not the one that is, you know, 60 capsules for $20, no? For example. Yeah, so because it's most likely not the quality difference is not really reflecting in the price. Yeah, but because these nutrients, you know, they're all produced in the same place. There is not really a quality difference. I mean, there can be very subtle differences, yeah, in some, I mean, yeah, some of you are maybe already thinking, yeah, but what about the, you know, I don't know, the form of B12 or the form of, yeah, there are different forms of these vitamins. Maybe they're also different fillers. Yeah, so some brands, they put a lot of, yeah, kind of fillers in the capsule, which are kind of needed in the process to encapsulate the herbs in some cases. But of course, you can choose some that are, you know, known to be less harmful. I mean, they won't usually be harmful in the dose that you're taking them in. Yeah, there are some fillers. Okay, yeah, they're not great, but you know, it's to make the machine being able to encapsulate the powder. It's you kind of, yeah, there's kind of a reason for it, and it's probably not that big of an issue. But sure, I also prefer, I know my brands and the ones that use less of these kind of bit criticized fillers that some supplement brands use. This is the one thing you can do, or you can see what kind of really type of vitamin you want, or how, yeah, where does it come from is already hard to track. Yeah, usually you only find out where it was processed and kind of put into a capsule, and not really where it was produced. Yeah, this is already pretty hard. Yeah, and of course there might be like ethical concerns or whatever about how these supplements are produced. So I'm not saying they're all the same, but you know, if somebody doesn't stay on the protocol because you are spending like way too much money on these few capsules from a fancy brand, then I really prefer, you know, you buy a cheaper brand and you can take the dose you need, no? For example, with magnesium, yeah, the best absorbable form of magnesium that would not cause so easily loose stools is the magnesium glycinate, for example, and you can only put like 100 milligram, maybe 120 milligram in one capsule, because you have to bind it to the glycinate and then it gets more bulky. So you need maybe 7 capsules per day, yeah, or maybe even 12, yeah, or something between 5 and 10, or yeah. So not only one capsule is your daily dose, yeah, it's just a question of the bulkiness of some of these supplements. Yeah, this is also why I usually don't recommend you take a multivitamin that has all the different nutrients in one, because then you have very little amounts of each of these nutrients in one capsule or one tablet. Yeah, so this is one issue. Yeah, so I prefer, you know, you take the appropriate dose and you have the money to do that, instead of spending your money on fancy supplement brands that are also not really delivering a big difference in quality. Of course, they point out these tiny little differences, whatever it is, and inflate them for marketing purposes. But, you know, yeah, so this is the issue. So with herbs, of course, yeah, we have them more, there's more maybe of a quality concern in terms of freshness, or how they are packed, or which form of herb you buy. You know, is it a powder, is it an extract? Of course, each extract is made differently. It's very hard to compare them. So you basically have to kind of try it out and find your dose. Yeah, knowing what this herb will do gives you an indication of how much to take. Yeah, so you can, with any herb, basically, you can start with a tiny dose, with a gram or whatever makes sense. I mean, of course, we have very potent herbs. We have to start with half a gram or a quarter gram. Yeah, for example, calamus, which is a root and it's very nauseating. So if you take too quickly too much of the calamus, you will most likely vomit. Yeah, so it's very important to really start with half a gram of the calamus root and then a gram and, you know, for a few days, maybe a gram and a half. And slowly, 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 you might be able to get up to 4 grams, but it might be that it's nauseating earlier. If you would take 4 grams the first day, you would vomit. Yeah, so don't try that. And also calamus is, yeah, not the best herbs, kind of, no, because you really have to know this and know how to dose it. But you know, most herbs I talk about in this podcast, they don't have this narrow range between, you know, too much and the effective dose and being too much. So there, it's much more flexible. So this also means, you know, if you bought a batch of ashwagandha that is a bit less potent because maybe the powder is a bit older or whatever, it's just not the quality you had before and you don't get the same results, you would just take a little bit more. Yeah, and that's it. Then you get the same result as from the amazing, wonderful organic quality that you bought last month. Yeah, and if you just had to switch the brand and for some reason you feel, oh, it's not the same quality. But this issue is also pretty rare. Yeah, so here in Europe, I feel pretty safe. You know, most herbs get imported through Germany and they have like very rigorous regulation processes and testing processes, and you know, they're testing for pesticides and they're really, yeah, checking the quality of the herbs, and from there it goes to the rest of the world, kind of, the herbs, many of the herbs that you find on the herb market. So quality wise I have had one case actually where a woman bought, I think it was black cohosh in capsule form from Amazon in the US. And she had like a seller that was sending from some other country. And it really didn't work. Yes, she was using the black cohosh to completely control her hot flashes. Yeah, she had basically no hot flashes anymore with the right dose of the black cohosh. Then she switched the brand and it didn't work. So my ears, of course, were perking up and it's like, okay, this can't be, you know, there's something wrong here. Yeah, so we found out that this brand really hadn't been for a long time on the market. It kind of popped up pretty fresh on Amazon and it was like, okay, where is this actually shipped from some garage in some, I don't know where, you know. So I mean, yeah, you can have, of course, good or bad quality from any country, you know. So but this is, so yeah, this is the thing. Yeah, isolated cases always happen. Yeah, and we always tell these, you know, the Chinese herbs you find in the supermarket are laced with traces of lead or whatever. That story gets like repeated over and over. And of course, we don't look at the things that maybe happen in our own country. It's easier to say, you know, this is from a far away country and the regulations there are not that strong, which sometimes is true. But, you know, I find specifically Chinese herbs, they have an amazing quality and the Chinese are way far, far ahead from our knowledge of how to process and grow and treat herbs and bring herbal medicine on the market. They do not make a difference between pharmaceuticals and herbs. It's in the same classification. So that means, you know, they just take their herbs as seriously as they take their drugs in terms of regulation, in terms of purity and all that, in terms of growing practices. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, across the board, of course, I don't know. Yeah, there is might always be exceptions, but that's my impression. Yeah, the Chinese herbs that I buy through really like pharmacy grade, yeah, traditional Chinese medicine pharmacy grade herbs, they are very good. Yeah, of course, I do not recommend yet just going to any supermarket and, you know, then I don't know what quality you're getting. But also not necessarily a bad quality. Yeah, it's really not mainly bad quality. That's not the reason. That is very rarely the reason that your herbs don't work. Yeah, so, and also the wrong herb is also rarely the reason. Yeah, sometimes people really choose the right herb, kind of, but you know, maybe it's not enough, not the right combination. So often people take too little. Yeah, this is what I see actually most of the time. I would say it's pretty much the number one reason. Or maybe the number one reason is actually that one herb is just not enough to really resolve these health challenges that a person might have because they're too complex. One herb is not giving them the benefit. You know, you cannot just, you know, treat a symptom and expect the underlying issues to resolve. Yeah, so this is maybe the most important reason, yeah, that one herb is just not enough and the right combination of herbs is needed. The second most common reason would be that you take too little. Yeah, I mean, this I see literally all the time. Yeah, so I also, of course, have many clients, or normally my clients have tried other things before, and they tell me, I have tried everything, you know, and which is never true. I mean, I see in clients who say I tried everything, they have tried for a very long time, but they have not nearly tried everything. They have sometimes not even tried, you know, one real course of therapy that could have been effective. No? So mostly it's like, here a little recommendation on this, and I tried a cleanse, or I tried whatever recommendation I found on Facebook, or and it seems like you did a lot, and you read a lot, and you researched a lot, and you tried a few herbs and this and that, but there was never a structure to the protocol, and never, you know, really a therapeutic direction, yeah, to these approaches. So it couldn't have worked. Yeah, if people tell me what they already tried, I'm like, yeah, I'm actually not at all surprised that this didn't work at all. Yeah, this can't work, you know. So this is also, yeah, more often than not the situation. Then, yeah, of course, people also you have to know what you can expect in what kind of a time frame. Yeah, so some herbs are a bit more slow acting, you have to take them for longer. Yeah, they won't give you a result the next day. Yeah, so if somebody tells me, oh, I took this dose of ashwagandha today and the next day I felt, you know, whatever, like so much worse or so much better, or it's not really possible, honestly. Yeah, so ashwagandha is more slow acting. If you take the right dose, which is not a gram or two or three, it's a bit higher, yeah, then you can feel the effects maybe in 2 weeks or three, more or less. Yeah, so yeah, maybe 10 days, between 10 days and 3 weeks, you will slowly feel the results. And if these results are not overwhelmingly good, then you have to increase the dose normally. Yeah, or that's what I do. Of course, you know, I do it in this supervised setting. I follow up with my clients about what's really happening one time a month so that we can dial in the dose. Yeah, so this is also, of course, better if it's a guided process. Yeah, if somebody guides you with the dose. If not, you know, you give it up. You tried the ashwagandha half a gram every day for 3 months and nothing happened, which of course is no wonder at all. It can't work. Yeah, it has probably never worked for anyone. So this is not the dose, you know, you treat people who already have health complaints. Yeah, this is a maintenance dose that you take when you're healthy and when you want to prevent health problems further on. But yeah, most people are already in a very advanced, in a kind of more advanced state of their of complex health problems. So it's not just about prevention. No? So we have really things that we want to get under control. No? So yeah, the dose is a big issue. Not taking it long enough, not knowing the time frame. I mean, and other herbs, you know right away, yeah, if a sleep herb works or not. Yeah, something that kind of sedates you, a calming nervine, whatever that you might take for sleep. Of course, you know it after one night. Yeah, so a few of these herbs you might have to try out also several nights to see, no, how it evolves and what is the dose, for example. No? So yeah, some herbs you get feedback right away, and some herbs it takes a bit. And then if you get a result, yeah, let's say we just had this class last week about the female hormones. Yeah, so we talked about many herbs that regulate female hormones like Dong Quai and Vitex and Shatavari and yeah, different herbs. So for example, Vitex, the dose is actually pretty low. So you need only probably a few grams, and usually it's in an extract, in a capsule, or you could make a tea also. But you know, you start maybe with a dose that it says on the label, yeah, which is of course another huge mistake. Yeah, the dose on the label is not the effective dose. Yeah, it's not that the supplement companies test their products for what dose would be effective. It's only about selling this supplement at a reasonable price, and they write on the label a very safe dose that couldn't possibly harm anyone. So, but also it normally doesn't help much because it might be way too low in many of herbal supplements. I'm not saying all of them, but yeah, so the dose on the label is an illusion. Yeah, so forget this absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're also not consulting with an herbalist, you know, paying for a session, and you know, then I recommend something and I tell you, you know, it's like 4,000 milligram and not 500, but you know, at the next appointment the client comes back and tells me, yeah, I took the dose on the label because on the label it says 500 milligram, and then I'm like, yeah, but you know, the actual dose is 4,000 milligram. Yeah, so if not, you don't get the results. And so this is one thing. Yeah, back to the Vitex. So Yeah, let's say a woman tries the dose on the label and it's whatever, half a gram of the extract, and she gets a little improvement. Yeah, so the Vitex can regulate the female cycle. It takes a few cycles. Yeah, so maybe you get a little result in the first cycle. Maybe you even have the impression, oh, it's getting worse or it's staying the same or nothing's happening. So you have to kind of try it at least for 3 months. And this information, for example, also gets totally distorted out there on YouTube videos, on blog articles, so many women, telling about their experience with Vitex, and some is like, oh, it was horrible, didn't help at all, and some is like, oh, it's amazing, whatever. There is this misconception, you know, then the women who say, it's so amazing, it helped, but I have to stop after 3 months. No, I mean, why do you have to stop after 3 months? No, I mean, the recommendation is actually, it takes 3 months to see if Vitex is helping you and is actually the correct remedy. And if it helps, of course, keep taking it. Yeah. So this is all also to show you in what ways this information gets kind of misinterpreted on the internet. And this is the kind of information you get if you do a Google search on how to regulate your female hormones. Yeah. So if you don't get this information directly from somebody who has studied this and works with this and actually applies these things in reality, then you get really strange information that has nothing to do with reality. And of course, you know, it's designed to not give you the results. I mean, then, you know, it can't work. I mean, then imagine, this woman is taking the Vitex, it helps her, but she has somehow gotten the information she has to stop after 3 months, as if, you know, the Vitex would have cured the situation and then you don't have to take it anymore. No, it's not at all like this. You usually have to keep taking it. And, you know, then you have that year or two where you can really do the work on the underlying issues. Hopefully, yeah. And then maybe at some point you can reduce the dose and not take it anymore. But yeah, only under guidance and not, you know, losing the results. And then you're back to zero and you have all the symptoms again. So this is what I see. And for example, in this case, the woman took the prescribed dose and she kind of improved a tiny little bit, but not really. And then I said, yeah, okay, you took it for 3 months. So now we know we have an improvement of a tiny little bit, so maybe probably it is the right herb actually. Yeah, she was concluding it wasn't the right herb because she still had the PMS symptoms like the bloating and the bad mood before her period came on, but she had less of the spotting. Yeah, so she was kind of this little bleeding and the menstruation is not really starting and she had the spotting a few days before her menstruation. But this already got less, yeah? But she still had kind of the cramps and the discomfort and the mood issues and the heavy legs and all these other PMS symptoms. And so we doubled the dose and her symptoms were pretty much gone, yeah? So within 1 month, and I mean, we just had to double the dose, of course. Maybe we would have needed to increase the dose even more. But it was double the dose and her symptoms were absolutely gone within a month. So, yeah, and this is not rare, yeah? This is actually what happens, yeah, almost every week when I talk to my clients and, you know, a new client comes and tells me what they have done. It's usually that what they have done is, yeah, it didn't work or it was the wrong thing, but more than often, you know, it was maybe just not the right dose or not in the right combination with other herbs, yeah, or not for long enough, no? So, or also, of course, people don't notice the small improvements, yeah? I mean, if you're, you know, you have the fatigue and the sleep problems and, you know, low energy and hormonal problems and this and that, if you start taking whatever, for example, turmeric or curcumin supplements to whatever, to lower the inflammation because you have autoimmune issues or whatever it is, hypothyroid, Hashimoto's, the curcumin, the turmeric is absolutely indicated, no? To lower this kind of low-grade inflammation in the body and have other super benefits, yeah, for the liver and many other benefits. So it's unlikely that it doesn't do anything. I mean, this is a very time-proven and science-proven herb, yeah, so we have a lot of experience, yeah, from Ayurveda, hundreds of years of experience, if not thousands, with this herb. Now, lots of traditional use that confirms how it's being used, how it works. We have a lot of science and the science is amazing. And, you know, it's really a very important herb. I'm glad to have it. I work a lot with it. Yeah. Or people can take just the ground up turmeric and just the turmeric powder and they make like a nice turmeric latte and they take like a good heaping tablespoon of the turmeric. So here again, dose. Yeah, it's not a gram of turmeric. It's maybe more like 10 grams or 20. Or, of course, you can take the concentrated form like a curcumin extract. And so, yeah, it's very convenient and it gets great results. But sure, if somebody is low energy levels and the inflammation in the body and this and that and the autoimmune issues, maybe they don't really notice the progress. Yeah, so maybe there is a progress of 10% or even 20, but if they still don't sleep well, yeah, if they still haven't gotten the right herb for them to sleep, if they still haven't gotten an herb to increase their energy levels a bit during the day, yeah, if they didn't combine it with a female hormone regulating herb that they need to control their PMS and their cycle to regulate everything. So yeah, then of course the effect can be there and it worked, but yeah, you didn't notice the small improvement because yeah, you needed more to actually feel better. And then there's, of course, yeah, also what I also experience often in my consultation, not very often, but yeah, it happens that certain ideologies or misinformation kind of stand in the way. Yeah, so people, of course, have already read a lot and researched a lot and have maybe formed their own opinion about, you know, whatever, why it's possibly maybe not good to take supplements and you should better get your nutrients from food or whatever. Or, yeah, some theories about how, yeah, whatever, it's, yeah, this is, for example, an example, yeah, to not offset the balance in the body with too many supplements or whatever. I mean, these are often things, you know, they sound very appealing, yeah, to our mind, yeah, it's like this, oh, wow, this theory, and of course, you know, I don't want to have to take my nutrients in a capsule, doesn't sound very appealing, yeah, I want to take my nutrients in with food, but, you know, it hasn't happened so far, yeah. That's why you are sick, because your body was not able to actually assimilate the nutrients from your food, yeah. This is because too much stress, and you need just a lot more B12 and a lot more of this and that with these high stress levels, because your body just burns through them like crazy when you're under stress, or the stress has already damaged your absorption in the gut, your gut flora, yeah, maybe you have leaky gut or whatever, so the actual nutrient absorption is a problem, and now we just want to quickly refill your storage of these nutrients so you quickly feel better, and we can't wait until you know, have a healthy diet for the next 1 or 2 years and then you finally have your B12 levels up again. I mean, these are 1 or 2 years of, you know, still feeling fatigue and still feeling all these. Of course, you can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. If we wouldn't have access to supplements, sure, we have to resolve it with the food, and it's always the best choice. And anyway, you know, you have to alongside eat the best food possible. Yeah, it doesn't mean if you take nutrients, you can skip the nutritious food. Not at all. Yeah, you have to make the biggest effort ever. Yeah, to have the best diet possible. If you are on a protocol with herbs and supplements, then you will get the most benefit from your supplements. Yeah. So, but this is a misconception. Or sometimes ideologies of, you know, what's natural, what's not natural, or, yeah, ideas that people have. And of course, you know, everybody can have their own ideas. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, my opinion is the only one out there or I'm right or whatever. Yeah. So, but it's just, you know, I orient myself. I mean, literally there are, I mean, so many practitioners out there. I mean, I can't put a number on it, but, you know, most, yeah, maybe even most natural practitioners have actually felt this. If they use nutritional supplements together with herbs, it's a great combination. Yeah, it gives you results much quicker. I mean, I'm a super fan of herbs primarily. Yeah, I'm an herbalist, but the supplements are just, yeah, making the work so much more effective and get us kind of results faster, yeah, because it is at the root cause of all these modern times diseases, yeah, so maybe this was not the same, you know, 100 years ago when our diets were still pretty natural and when we didn't have this high stress life, but today we have this as a main root cause of our problems, yeah, we have the problem of these subclinical low-grade nutrient deficiencies that people have, and they have this, okay, one reason is of course a bad diet, but not all people have a bad diet, yeah, sometimes you are surprised that people eat pretty reasonable and still they are low in everything. They can't absorb it, or they burn through higher amounts from all the stress they have, yeah, so that's why in practice we see it's it's really helping. It's really getting results. And, you know, this is always a more trustable information than just some theoretic concern totally taken out of the blue, spread on the internet by people who do not even actually work with clients. Yeah, they don't have hundreds of cases where they base their opinion on. They just kind of, you know, make up in their mind some kind of story that sounds theoretically correct or based on some misinterpreted study or whatever. All of this happens out there on the internet, really a lot. Yeah, so much of the information is along those lines, yeah, of kind of misinterpretation mixed with not at all a practical approach and focus. Yeah, those are not clinical practitioners who actually see clients, who actually see what works. No, this is just from books and study, like a strange mix mixed with some ideologies and misinformation. So this is also, yeah, a big thing. Yeah, so of course the best best kind of circumstances for a practitioner-client relationship is this trust, you know, in you chose a person that you kind of had in a yes to working with them because you feel their knowledge is kind of solid and you want to try it out. So then, you know, go for it. Then just really give it the time and try it out for half a year or whatever and see if it actually gives you results. And you don't have to understand, of course, every little thing in the protocol. I mean, sometimes, you know, clients ask me, okay, but what is each herb or supplement actually for? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I could explain you, and I try to, and I do, of course. I mean, I also want to know, you know, what every herb or supplement is good for. But it's also complicated to explain this in 2-3 words, no? Because there is like this underlying bigger picture and bigger strategy, and people often, you know, don't think they have to work on their digestion because they don't have any problems, but a practitioner maybe sees that they are slightly on the constipated side and that they do get some bloating if they eat certain foods, and that their other symptoms clearly indicate that there must be something wrong in the digestive tract, even if we don't have like clear symptoms, but just, you know, let's treat it and then we see it improves. And so that's how we prove that it was actually the digestion that had to be addressed. And it's a lot of effort to take all the herbs. I know that, you know, the many capsules or the powders or the not so good tasting teas that you have to prepare and take regularly. This is, of course, a big effort, and you want to just be sure that it's actually working and what each of these things are good for, no? Of course. But yeah, it's hard to say, you know, when I say, yeah, okay, the Triphala, I give you that for digestion, but, and this might be my main reason, but I also choose the Triphala because, you know, it has so many beneficial effects on so many areas in the body. It helps with a kind of mild detox of the liver, not mild in a sense of not strong enough, but kind of without any, you know, it's not harsh, yeah, it is very... it's Triphala is kind of half nourishing, half detoxing, no? So it's not taking anything away from you. Yeah, it does this gentle stimulation of the bowels together with a great detox effect on the liver, which improves your skin and your eyesight. And, you know, if I just have this Pitta person and she already tells me, oh, yeah, my eyesight, you know, got so worse after I turned 45 and now I need glasses for reading, you know, it's just, okay, sure, she didn't come to me to treat that, and I don't know if we're gonna get like huge improvement of that. It's something that takes a long time to resolve and get better, and the best thing we can do is sometimes to keep it from getting worse, which is already great. So the eye reacts very slowly. There are not so many, you know, the capillaries are very, very small, so that not a lot of the nutrition in the herbs get actually to the eye, yeah, or very slowly, more like by diffusion than by actual circulation of blood in the eye, no? So it takes a long time, yeah. I'm just saying. But still, you know, I want my clients to take the Triphala for a long, long time. Yeah, this is not something you just take for 3 months or so. You can take it for years. You can take it for prevention. And then you get these wonderful benefits. You know, it will also prevent you from having cardiovascular disease, or that your eyesight gets worse, or controlling the inflammation in your body and working on the digestion. Yeah, so maybe my primary reason was to give it as a digestive herbal combination. Yeah, it's actually not one herb. It is three herbs. Yeah, it is three different dried fruits. And it has so many benefits. So I, of course, always try to, yeah, give products that give herbs and supplements that have the broadest benefit and not are usually not just focused on one thing. So, but sure, here we are studying and learning about herbalism together. So this is, yeah, this is, of course, much more than, you know, just finding the herb for the complaint. No? So the one herb for this symptom or problem, yeah, it's much more complex. No? It's usually, yeah, we are working with a formulation, you know, with a formula. No? I mean, in British herbalism, they, you know, they use a lot of tinctures. So they put it all in one tincture bottle, for example, and they're usually 5, 6, 7, 8 herbs in one bottle. And we have, you know, the combination of, or in the way I work, I don't work with many tinctures, yeah, because they're also not so available. And also the dose is sometimes an issue that you cannot get the, yeah, the herbs that are a bit milder and you need to take them in a higher dose are not so convenient to take in tincture form. And also other reasons. I mean, some herbs just don't extract well in alcohol. This is also a factor. So usually, you know, you choose each herb in the best available form, also in a form, of course, that you can comfortably take it. Yeah, some people just don't like to swallow capsules and others just hate it to have to, you know, boil a tea for an hour and, you know, the time commitment to making your teas or whatever. So then capsules are more convenient or, yeah, so we have the choice of different forms, but still, you know, you have to remember to take the herbs 3 times a day. And yeah, to prepare them and to be comfortable with the way you take them so that you can, yeah, that you can stick to it, no? And give it the time it needs. No? And it's probably, you know, there's not going to be a time where you're not taking any herbs. Yeah. So there your protocol will change. Yeah, you can, of course, then switch to what we call a maintenance protocol when we're not actually addressing any acute symptoms, but we want to maintain the success we had so far. Yeah, you want to maintain this new homeostasis that you reached. Yeah, so you probably still need a bit of digestive support with every meal. You still need an adaptogen just to protect you from the stress and, you know, strengthen your body to be able to deal with the stress of modern life, or you still need a few, you know, supplements that are really hard to get enough of in our diet, like omega-3 or the magnesium or vitamin D, because, you know, if you live in a temperate climate, you don't get to get enough sun. So these are not things, you know, you would expect to just take for a few months and then stop. These can also be good, a good part of a protocol that is actually just keeping the good results up and making small improvements over time and prevention of problems down the road. So it's a combination of all of these factors. And it's good, yeah, to see this. Just, yeah, I hope that it helped to give you a bit of an insight into this bigger picture. Yeah, I find it helpful, yeah, to understand how this plays together. And yeah, so that we can get the best benefits by taking the herbs. And I think we can often improve that a lot and get actually way better benefits with if we think about all these factors that we just talked about. Okay, so yeah, thank you for listening and share this episode with a friend who might need this information. Let's help others to get better results with their herbs. And yeah, check out my website. It's herbalhelp.net. That's also the easiest way to send me a message through the contact form on my website or also to my email, tamara@herbalhelp.net. And if you would like to book the free call to talk about possible consultations with me, you find the link to my calendar in the description. And yeah, also to my classes. So the next classes are, I just looked it up, 17th of November is a class, and then 8th of December. But there's going to be at least one class a month in the near future. So if you want to sign up, there's also the link in the description, and I would love to see you in class. And yeah, thanks for listening and talk to you next time. Ciao, ciao.